From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. United States President Donald Trump arrived at the Pentagon Thursday for talks with senior military leaders as Congress was embroiled in a budget battle. The president said a government shutdown could occur.
But if for any reason it shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to our military.
Ultimately, the president said it was up to the Democrats and Congress to get the government funded. A group of top Chinese Communist Party leaders is meeting in Beijing to discuss amendments to the country's constitution. There is speculation that Chinese President Xi Jinping could use the opportunity to amend Article 79 of the constitution, which states that the president and vice president of China can only serve two consecutive terms in office. David Zweig said he doesn't believe Xi has the authority yet to pull off such a controversial move.
I think he still probably needs to prove to his colleagues that he actually can deliver on many fronts before they're going to give him a third term.
Xi was approved to begin his second five-year term last year and is now slated to step down in 2022. But many believe he wants to stay in office longer. Zimbabwe's president says elections will be in May or June as he faces pressure at home and abroad to deliver a credible vote to cement his legitimacy. President Emmerson Mnangagwa took power from longtime ruler Robert Mugabe with the military's help in November, and this will be the first election without Mugabe since Zimbabwe gained independence in 1980. For additional stories, pictures, and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch has